Have you ever wondered if God could really use you to accomplish His purposes and bring forth His will? In the time of the judges in Israel, Deborah, whose job it was to listen to God's voice and give counsel based on what she heard, called for a man named Barak, whom she knew God had called on to go against the enemy, when he beseeched her to go with him. In Judges 4, verse 9, Deborah says, "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead to your glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Take a few deep breaths to consider what it cost Barak to trust what Deborah was saying and what it meant for Deborah to step out in faith. Deborah's counsel for Barak hinged on her willingness to listen for God's direction and then courageously speak to Barak. Her courage led to the fulfillment of God's purposes. Though sometimes it seems hard to hear, God is always speaking to us. He speaks through His Word. He speaks through His Spirit in us. He speaks through the wisdom of godly friends and family. Father God, we know that You delight to speak to Your children. We long to hear Your voice because we know that our decisions reflect where we have truly placed our faith. Would You make us sensitive to Your voice so that we, like Deborah, can make decisions that are courageous and brave? Help us to see today that we can be used to accomplish Your purpose and to bring forth Your will. Amen. Now, if you're able, close your eyes and block out the many distractions fighting for your attention. Take a deep breath in. Slowly let it out as you position your heart to receive from the Lord today. As the distractions slowly fade, ask God to speak to you and to give you the courage to respond in faith. It can be really discouraging to recognize the ways in which we have allowed other voices to lead us away from what God has called us to do. Confess to God a situation where you knew God was leading you one way, but your courage failed and you went another. Receive His grace and forgiveness. Thank Him for His kindness to restore and receive us back when we return to Him. Prepare again to hear God's word from the book of Judges. Remember that Deborah was positioned to hear from God, and the words and actions that followed came from a heart that was surrendered to Him. Listen closely as God speaks to you through His word. Judges 4, verse 9. "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead to your glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." As you listen to this text one more time, pay attention to the word glory. "I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the road on which you are going will not lead to your glory, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." What kind of courage does it take to step into what you hear from God? Maybe the idea of hearing from God seems like something other people experience, but not you. Ask God to remind you of a time when He spoke to you. What was that situation like? Listen to the words of the Apostle John in John 10, verse 4, read from the New Living Translation. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. While other voices fight for your attention by trying to sneak over the wall, God walks right through the gate as your rightful shepherd. What influences in your life are trying to sneak over the wall to wrongly get your attention? In what ways have you courageously followed Jesus' voice when He invited you to be a part of the work He's doing? Think about Deborah's courage to speak to Barak when God invited her to be part of accomplishing His will and bringing Him glory. Think again about a time when God spoke to you. What blessings might you have missed had you not obeyed? Tell God now, "Thank you for speaking to me. I know that you're the one who receives glory when I listen and obey your word." The entire next chapter of Judges is a song of praise. Listen to one of the lines from Judges 5, verse 11 in the English Standard Version. Listen to the village musicians gathered at the watering holes. They recount the righteous victories of the Lord and the victories of His villagers in Israel. We see songs of praise throughout Scripture, especially after significant victories or moments when God came through for His people. Nearly every time, the catalyst was one of God's people courageously acting in response to God's leading. Recount some of those victories, both in His word and your own life. Try to imagine the enormous responsibility that Deborah carried. Practically, she served as a judge for the people of Israel. But with it came the responsibility to listen closely to the voice of God and act according to what she heard from him. How would you feel under that kind of pressure? Think about a time when you felt God was speaking to you, but you were afraid to act on it. Maybe it was confronting a friend who was walking in unrighteousness, or a coworker who was acting deceitfully. What compelled you to obey, and what happened when you did? My friend, consider all the voices that are trying to sneak over the wall and lead you to focus on your own glory instead of God's. Now, consider the voice of your shepherd, calling you to act courageously for his glory and your good. Pray with me. God, we know that listening to your voice and responding with courage and faith will always lead to your glory and to our good. In moments when it's hard to discern your voice among the many around us, would you please help us lean in, to listen, to respond in faith, and to act courageously. We long to hear from you, God. So speak to us, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Take a few more moments with the Lord, as many as you need. Lean in to the grace and peace of Jesus that leads us in righteousness, that we too might bravely be used by God to bring honor and glory to his kingdom. We so look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow. Until then, may you abide in Christ.